No, that's okay. Sorry. Is it okay if I postpone that till later? I just want to get access to a little bit more information. Is that okay? Can I interject to ask a question there? Is that appropriate? You're saying the AAA batteries are small, or the carriage surrounding it?
If you look at most remote controls, they're quite chunky. Mm-hmm. Because of the size of the batteries, they have to be obviously this certain size to fit.
Right. AAAAs are the smallest you can get, are they not? Right.
You can get the sort of circular
round. Oh, I see.
Power consumption and how much you need to send.
Okay.
Obviously,
That's a very important point. It came up in our market research findings too, so I can refer to that whenever you'd like me to present. The plug hasn't come out at the bottom, has it? No. Meter adjusting. Have I got to keep this here? Does it matter? I'll have to move it, won't I? Whoops. Can it manage? bit more? Oh dear. Oh. Is that okay? Thank you. Just pull it closer a little bit. Get it right over. Okay, thank you. Okay. Well, I'm going to look at the functional requirements from the marketing point of view. And obviously, our starting point with marketing is always market research. So that's where we started. We used our usability lab, the company's usability lab. We did our usual selection methods to get a cross-section of the general public, male and female, all age groups from 15 upwards. And we observed them in the lab, just their general use of the remote control. You can see we had 100 subjects there. Our findings, lots of findings, I've just summarised some of them here. The overall thing, which I've got at the top there in italics, is that users dislike the look and feel of current remote control, so that has obvious design implications there. We found that 75% of users find most remote controls ugly. 80% would spend more money when a remote control would look fancy. We were quite surprised by that finding, but that's quite a high proportion of our you know, international target group are prepared to spend more money for something that's a bit nicer looking. Current remote controls do not match well with the operating behaviour of the user overall. For example, you can see below there, 75% of users zap a lot. So you've got your person sunk back in the sofa, channel hopping. So again, there's power implications there. 50% of users only use 10% of the buttons. So again, a big design issue there. And possibly we can also cut back on cost if we don't have so many functions actually on the remote control. The biggest frustrations that people found with regard to personal preferences were something that you mentioned earlier. Remote controls are often lost in the room. It's the slipping down the back of the sofa type of thing. 50% were particularly frustrated by that. 34% of people said they take too much time to learn to use. And I think that ties in with the previous finding of people only using 10% of the buttons. They just can't be bothered to learn about the other functions. Slightly more than a quarter of people said it was bad for repetitive strain injury. You know, those small movements of the remote control can lead to kind of shoulder and elbow problems. The vast majority of the 35 and under age group would like a liquid crystal display and speech recognition. Again, that was to aid, I think, in when they've lost the actual remote control, some kind of speech recognition. Something we didn't put to them, but which I'm thinking of now, is even if perhaps the lost control can give off a bleep every now and again until you find it, or a flashing light, possibly. That trend reverses in the older age groups. So 35s and unders who would like those two features, that kind of evens out 35 to 45. And in the older age group, it kind of reverses. They're not so bothered with this. I had marvellous tables and things that I could show you, but I think I'll just keep it simple. If there's any more information, I can email you extra details. Is that okay? So can we not program a video with this remote control? Just channel hopping. Would that imply video use? Yes.
If you've got a Sky box, one of those Sky Plus boxes now, you can record straight off
Yes. We didn't really look into that, but remember we found that finding that most people only use about 10% of the buttons. I think that those did tend to be the basic channel hopping things and on and off for the video, fast forwarding, so on. And I think it's sort of general knowledge that people do find programming their videos a nightmare. So I don't know if that's something we need to look at. Mm-hmm. In fact, I've just called up that table there. We asked those two questions. The table relates to both questions, so we didn't differentiate. Would you prefer an LCD screen? That's a multifunction remote. And would you pay more for speech recognition in a remote control? So you can see how the yes-no sort of varies across the age group there. And a substantial number of don't-knows in the older age group. I think that's just general fear of new technology. Yeah. Right.
We do have a budget limitation that we can't control ourselves. So I think when we can take a cheaper option, which still does the same kind of thing, because it is something, and it needs to be the thing that you use to find it needs to be something that you don't lose. You were saying whistling.
Yeah.
Maybe on the TV.
Yes, that's a super idea.
But that sounds a lot cheaper too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The third thing was that we have to make sure the corporate image is very much incorporated into the handset. So we want logo, we want fashionable, trendy. I mean, what you're talking about with marketing, people paying more.
Yes, further market research will be needed to kind of focus on what that is. It's going to be different for a 15-year-old than for somebody who's 60. And also across the world, if we're aiming at the international market, what is attractive to a trendy New Yorker and what is attractive to a retired South African, I don't know, you get the idea. It's going to vary around the world. At the end of the day, the engineering design is one thing. It's the user interface design that may, and the sort of, you know, fashionable aspect of it, we might have to change for different markets around the world.
Well, yeah, you could have a number of different designs. I mean, inside they'd be essentially exactly the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, it will appeal to sections of the market, definitely. Mm-hmm.
And it's not daunting to maybe the older generations.
Mm. Mm. But also ergonomics, as we were saying with the different designs, ergonomics, there's sort of physically different things, because if you've ever seen the Xbox, they had to make two different sized controllers because people in Japan wouldn't buy it because the controller was physically too big.
Mm-hmm. The internal engineering design has got to remain the same, yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'm concerned when you raise the RSI issue again, repetitive strain injury. I don't think just moving your finger around on a small screen is going to deal with that enough. I think that is still a kind of question mark issue, how we deal with that. RSI tends to be caused by repetitive small movements. I really can't get my head around this one. This may have to be postponed to a future meeting, but it's something we should think about. I know, and it becomes ridiculous, yes. I know.
Yeah.
Yes. Do we have to initially, looking at the findings here, focus on a younger age group initially and then broaden out the market later? Do we really have to go for everyone right away? And when we've been throwing up our ideas, we're automatically talking about business people, young people, trendy people.
Now, with the baby boomers, the older generations are actually larger, they have a greater population than us young people. But I don't think we're focusing on that. I think we are focusing on a sort of mid range business kind of class.
I'm just thinking of budgetary issues too, for when it does get to the sort of broad scale marketing stage. We want to, not waste money, not be profligate. And, focus on where the idea will be taken up first, is most likely to be taken up first of all, where the main purchasing power is coming from for a product like this.
So the remote control functions, we've got the TV, we've got video. Now there's, I can't remember what it's called, a little code at the end of program details.
Video plus.
Yes.
I've not come across that function, but it sounds wonderful.
If you look in the newspaper or TV guide or any TV guide, there's a 5-6-digit number afterwards, and that's the number you put in.
Ah,
it's recorded that it's going to be on Tuesdays at 10 o'clock on the 17th, things like that. So you don't have to worry about dates and you don't have to worry about time.
Right.
And it has been around.
It's
for
been around for a long time. It's just it's not.
Super. Yes.
So if you've got something like Sky anyway, you can just click on it, you can just press the button on the program once and it will record that program.
Right.
Press it on twice and record the whole series.
Excellent.
But just have that function.
Right. Can I just run this past you while it occurs to me? I don't mean to quickly jump from one subject to another, but just discussing the different age groups and targeting the different age groups, it occurs to me we already produce our own mobile phones. That's kind of what led us on to comparing TV remote controls with their design features. Chain companies like Carphone Warehouse, you can pop in any time with a phone that you've bought for them if you've got any problems with it, and they'll fix it. They'll phone the company. You can use their telephones. Is it worthwhile with our retail outlets having a similar kind of service, so that if older users were deterred from buying this, if they know they can just pop into one of our high street outlets, you know, which button is it I press for this? That's a free aspect of our service. Would that not make it more attractive to them?
So the only problem is that with a mobile phone, you sign for a contract. So they, the companies who you deal with have actually, they've got an obligation to help you out. And also, I mean, it's fair enough to have some sort of help service, but I'm not sure how much the cost would be.
Right. All right. Yes. If it was something as simple as you couldn't change the channel, but I mean, for if there were any more, or are we absolutely definite it's only going to be for TV and video? We're not going to put any. Okay. Just a thought. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sure. Not for such simple functions, because we're focusing on that, yes, okay. Puts people off reading them, so they just do the obvious, yes. Sure. Okay.
Some sort of docking station or
rechargeable.
That would be fine. Okay. And also that would mean they wouldn't have to go out buying batteries all the time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Which is cheaper.
Yeah.
The shape got trendy. I don't want a big box with lots of things. You don't want a tiny sort of
And we don't, so many remote controls look absolutely identical. These long brown things with the same coloured buttons all crammed in on the surface. We definitely, an obvious thing, a very simple thing, is to get away from these brown rectangles. We don't want that. Slightly curved. That's it, isn't it? That's all.
Obviously, into the sign.
I mean, look at the mobile. I think that sounds a really attractive idea. I've not come across anything like that before. If it kind of, yeah, and that opens out into your flip top, then it's nice you can make it lightweight plastic, nice to hold in the palm of the hand. And just because you're having to actually insert in between the two covers, that's going to take care of some of the repetitive strain injury, try and prevent a lot of it, I would think. I think it's a really nice idea. And plus, you can get, you know, even though we're using plastic, you can still, I mean, think of the designs you can get in plastic. We can do a nice conch shell or scallop shell exterior. Less chance of it being lost too. It's not like a chocolate brown lozenge that's going to go down the sofa. And people might want to put it on their mantelpiece or whatever as a if it looks attractive enough as a kind of ornament. They don't, they're not going to lose it so much either. It's easier to put, nice to handle. Okay. Can I just quickly go over the new project requirements so that I haven't missed anything? So it's no teletext. It's only for TV and, by implication, video. A corporate image should be incorporated in the remote control. Something about Video Plus. Right. So when they press for programming, it comes up on the LCD a reminder about using Video Plus, so that they will look at the guide. And or is this nothing to do with the project requirements? Is this just, that was an add-on feature? Right. So it's kind of doing away with the programming feature.
Yeah.
Right. And the rechargeable batteries. Was there anything else there that we, in the new project requirements? That's not at the moment a requirement. It's something we're looking at, what preference. So it may come around to market research at some point to see what people would like. Okay. What would you specifically like marketing to look at before the next meeting, or shall I just sort of generally look at all the issues involved? Questionnaire 4, because we're at lunchtime now, I think.